T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Work on a supersonic business airplane could likely be headed to Wichita's aircraft suppliers. Aireon Corporation Executive Chairman Brian Behrens says it's probable some of the parts on the company's $120 million AS2 supersonic business jet will be made by Wichita suppliers. Behrens says he fully expects Wichita's aviation industry to play a role in the development of the 12-passenger jet. The jet is expected to make its first flight in 2023. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some clouds across south-central Kansas, it is a dry and cold start to the morning for us. Temperatures expected to be in the mid-teens by noontime, 23 later on this afternoon. Cloudy overnight, our low 16, and with a clearing sky Thursday, we're back to 38. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 13 degrees, and the wind chill is 3. Wichita police are investigating a stabbing.
It happened around 9:30 Tuesday morning in an apartment near 16th and Ash. Police say they were called to an area hospital at around 10:15 after the injured woman went to the hospital on her own and then underwent surgery. Her injuries were described as not life-threatening. No arrests have been made, but additional details were not immediately available. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
There were only 16 people arrested in the entire city of Wichita Christmas Day. 7 of those cases involved domestic violence. 6 involved people who already had arrest warrants. There were also 4 arrests involving drugs or alcohol. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News he's looking forward to an exciting new year.
The new training center is getting ready to open up. We've got to finalize the baseball team and get that new stadium underway, and that doesn't happen until we bring a new team in. And you know, the River Corridor, we're getting ready to work our way through this whole Century 2 engagement process.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Extra workers are being brought to Erie, Pennsylvania to help clean the town up after 60 inches of snow fell. Emergency management spokesman Dale Robinson says they're looking to clear the main roads first so help can arrive.
We're going to also use those National Guard resources to bring in essential personnel, whether it's emergency responders, hospital staff, etc., that can't get in.
Flights in and out of the town have been canceled. A tragedy averted in Florida after 2 boys, ages 6 and 7, were left in a hot car. Their father is facing charges. 7 News Miami's Brandon Beyer with the story.
Davie police say the father of 2 young boys left them locked in a car for an hour and a half.
Luckily, there was a customer walking through the parking lot, heard some kids, crying in distress.
In the parking lot, customers and store employees pleaded with the boys to unlock the door.
The kid, knowing that this person was a stranger, didn't unlock the door.
Davie Fire and Rescue would eventually free the boys. Thankfully, the children are okay, but officials say it was close.
Within minutes, these kids were on the verge of going into heat stroke.
They say Alan Luna left both of his children in the car when he went in to search for parts.
8:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on Wednesday morning, December 27th. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
The backlash grows after Lorde's Israeli concert cancellation.
As backlash against Lorde grows after her cancellation of her Israel concert, social media users question why the Grammy winner still kept dates for 2 of Russia's biggest cities, St. Petersburg and Moscow. One person wrote, "You have no problem playing in Russia, yet you boycott Israel. Homosexuals are imprisoned in Russia," referring to Russia's documented anti-LGBT gay propaganda law, which has been denounced as discriminatory and an affront to human rights. The New Zealand singer canceled a performance in Tel Aviv scheduled for June after urging from pro-Palestinian activists. Actress Roseanne Barr also called for a of Lorde. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get a closer look with movie director Steven Spielberg, and we'll talk about his new film, The Post.
I sat down with a Hollywood legend, director Steven Spielberg, whose new film is The Post, the story of how the Washington Post battled the Nixon administration over publishing the Pentagon Papers in 1971. These days, The Post has been battling the current administration. Spielberg tells me he doesn't think it takes a contemporary catalyst to make his film compelling.
I think the movie has its own integrity. You know, I don't think the movie needs or requires a contemporary dilemma or a contemporary setback to all of our, you know, basically fought for and found freedoms to exist as a really compelling motion picture story. The Katharine Graham story is exceptional. A woman, very powerful, but not being paid any attention to by the men in the world of 1971.
The Post is in theaters nationwide January 12th. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's take a look at a rock star doing some good deeds.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Metallica frontman James Hetfield clearly desires helping others during this time of the year and has been spreading holiday cheer by delivering presents to public safety workers in his Colorado town. Acting on behalf of the band's All Within My Hands Foundation, Hetfield dropped by the police and fire departments in Vail, Colorado just before Christmas, handing out Starbucks gift cards emblazoned with the Metallica logo, even posing for photo ops with police and firefighters in his cowboy hat. Metallica has been busy with a foundation whose mission statement describes a dedication to creating sustainable communities by supporting workforce education, the fight against hunger, and other critical local services. Metallica also used All Within My Hands to help raise $17 million for victims of the recent Northern California wildfires. You gotta love rockers with a heart.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Will it be a dream wedding in the UK or something else?
The upcoming royal wedding may be turning into a royal headache for the British government. A London tabloid is reporting that Prince Harry and his fiancée Meghan Markle want to invite former President Barack Obama to their wedding in the spring. That apparently has the government fearing how President Trump might react. According to the Sun newspaper, the government is concerned the president will see it as a snub. The relationship between President Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May is already rocky, and the newspaper says the prime minister could have the final word on whether the Obamas make it onto the guest list. The wedding is set for May 19th. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Let's take a look at how things are going at the box office, the movie numbers.
Disney is ringing in the cash for the new year thanks to their franchise reboot of Star Wars The Last Jedi, which pulled in $99 million as of Tuesday morning. According to Deadline, the projection is that The Last Jedi gets to at least $506 million before 2018.
Welcome to Jumanji!
Sony's Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, scored huge numbers, $72 million since Wednesday. Meanwhile, Pitch Perfect 3 took in $19.9 million, but downsizing and father figures are the weekend bombs. All the Money in the World opened at $2.6 million Christmas Day. Molly's Game in 270 theaters took in $1.4 million. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And speaking of Star Wars, Carrie Fisher passed away 1 year ago on this day.
How about that?
She was only 60.
Yeah.
That was a year ago today. Got a little Broadway note for you here. It was 70 years ago tonight, opening night on Broadway of a revival of the comedy Topaz.
Topaz.
It was also closing night.
Mm.
Yeah, it only made it one night. Must have been horrible. But as I look down the list of the cast that night, I see the name Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
And I was like, well, that can't be Roy Rogers, the movie cowboy.
No, it couldn't.
And I started looking it up, and it was. Roy Rogers appeared on Broadway for one night in a comedy.
It's called, what was the name of it?
Topaz.
Topaz?
T-O-P-A-Z-E.
Now, they made that into a feature film.
Yeah, it's been made into films.
But I don't think it was a comedy when they made it.
Well, they described it as a comedy.
Okay.
Maybe it's kind of a drama comedy type thing. I don't know.
All right.
And how, Roy must have owed somebody a favor or something. Who knows?
Wow.
But he was only on Broadway for one night.
Roy Rogers.
That was it.
Mm.
Of course, a guy that was a huge movie star and TV star.
I love Roy Rogers.
So, Little note there. He did appear on Broadway for one night only, 70 years ago tonight.
His real name was Leonard Sly.
That's correct.
From Cincinnati, I believe. So, yeah. Roy Rogers in the cast of Topaz.
Yeah.
Interesting, Ted. Interesting.
It was 90 years ago tonight.
Yeah.
The opening on Broadway of Showboat.
Well, there's a big one.
Which was a become a huge musical, a Showboat. Music by Jerome Kern. Lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. Hammerstein also wrote the entire script.
Do you know that when Worlds of Fun Park opened in Kansas City, that they had the Showboat from Showboat, the movie, in there?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was part of the attraction.
It was
just sitting there in like a little puddle of water.
Is it still around?
Yeah. It was the prop they used during the filming.
Yes, I didn't know
Showboat.
That.
Who was in that cast, I wonder?
It was in the 20s, so really nobody familiar with now.
Yeah, way long.
In fact, that came out so long ago that the critics loved it right away, and so did audiences. They realized this was a pretty seminal piece of work.
Yeah.
But awards did not exist for Broadway shows back in 1927. Or when they revived it 5 years later, they still did not have an award system in place. But, of course, it's been revived many times through the years. It has since won Tony Awards, of course. And Wichita's own Carla Burns got a Tony nomination for being in a revival of Showboat back in 1983.
How about that?
Yeah. So Showboat, one of the great Broadway shows of all time. It premiered 90 years ago on this night on Broadway. And it was 70 years ago today. The original version of the puppet character Howdy Doody made his debut.
Disney is ringing in the cash.
Doody kids and howdy, Buffalo Bob.
Well, howdy, Mr. Doody. And boys and girls at home and kids in the gallery, let's go.
You want to sing along, Steve?
You know, one of the things that you listeners, that Ted and I have talked about over the years is how much the two of us would like to do a kids' TV show with this kind of format.
This was NBC's Puppet Playhouse, which is how it began.
Wow.
Before it morphed into Howdy's own show.
How about that?
There you go. Howdy Doody, a touchstone for many baby boomers, made its debut 70 years ago today on NBC. That's entertainment news in the blur for this Wednesday. Brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Serving up tasty pizza since 1969. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out. Just drive on down to K-15 and you pull on in there at 208 South Baltimore and get yourself a tasty pizza pie. They are awesome. Pizza John's in Derby!
8:43 now, Steve and Ted. And retail stocks enjoyed a post-Christmas bump. The Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Prairie Fire Coffee. Hey, if you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you.
Make sure you do.
8:43 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.